Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Jason Barsky Show.
Wilkes-Barre Mayor George Brown. Police Advisory Committee. I wanted to let you talk about that because you're trying to find people to make up this committee. I think I know why you're doing it, but can you give the background? Why are you having a Police Advisory Committee? What are they going to do, and who are you looking for to be on this committee?
Okay, well, let me start with your second question first. There's going to be a panel I will be on it along with the police chief, but we will not be part of the voting. We're only advisors on the committee. Seven other people will make up the committee, and it's going to be made up of a section of every diverse part of the city of Wilkes-Barre. I want a representation from each group. They will be selected, and they will sit on this committee, and the terms will either be 5 or 3 years. And what they're going to do is actually provide a service that we need in the city. It's a service that people can come to these meetings and they can voice, you know, what their issues are, their concerns about police interactions and responses. And we're going to help to identify critical reoccurring issues of importance for the residents. We're going to facilitate changes if necessary in local law enforcement. You see, the police department reports to the mayor in a strong mayor form of government. Mm-hmm. I am not in favor of the other suggestion that was put out, because that's the review board that actually takes away takes away the authority of the mayor, and I don't want that, okay? They want to create something that has subpoena powers. The district attorney has subpoena powers. Our advisory committee will be something that's set up for people to come, tell us what the issues are, what their issues are with the police department, and then we can work through those things. Okay, we want to practice something for the local community that's fair, and we want to make sure that our people are treated with dignity, and also we want to make recommendations that, you know, for public safety and to promote law and order and assist in reducing crime and protect the community. This is something that's going to be a partnership between the community and this committee, where we can work together. And I want to hear from the different folks within the city of Wilkes-Barre what their issues are or may be with the police department. So this committee is going to be a great representation of the different parts of the city. Yeah. We have a large Hispanic population. Yeah. We have a large African-American population. We have an Indian population. We have LGBT population. So I want every segment of that population to be represented on this committee.
No, that's good. I know sometimes when, are you legally able to, is it just because it's an advisory committee, can you legally say we want certain demographics? Can you actually make it up like that? Or, because I know people will say, well, that's not fair. I want as much of a chance as anybody else. To that, what would you say to that? I mean, I don't know what the legalities would be.
Sure. Well, what's happening is we're opening up to applications. The application is on the Wilkes-Barre City website. It's available to be downloaded and to be filled out. I want to flood my office with applications, Jason, the best way I can say that. And the first thing is to get the people to buy into what this is and then have them apply for these positions. But you have to understand something, that this is going to be a representation of the 7.3 square miles that makes up the city of Wilkes-Barre. And I want to make sure that it represents everyone. So, yeah, we can ask people to apply for it. I don't know what type of response I'm going to get. I'm hoping it's going to be very, very positive and understood that this is going to be a very important committee. So we'll have to wait and see what happens. I mean, I'll be glad to come back on in a couple of weeks and share with you the information. Let me give you another example. We have openings in the police department right now, Jason. Yep. I want to make sure that everyone applies for that, okay? We have 81 applications for the three or four openings that I have, and the applicants we're getting are very diverse. It shows a lot of different parts of diversity within the city, and I love that because we need a diverse police force. We also have openings in our fire department. We'll be posting the testing for that. I want to make sure that people apply that make up the segments of the Wilkes-Barre as far as fire department also, DPW. So, yes, it's important, I think, to make sure that the people that are in the city, that make up the city, are represented in these different areas.
How much commitment will these people have to give if they, take part? If they apply and they get selected, it's not a full-time job, obviously. How often do you plan on meeting? What kind of time are they going to have to put into this?
That's another great question. This is on the outline that we submitted. There'll be bi-monthly meetings every 2 months. Okay, but if it's something's necessary to meet more than that, that's fine. But we're looking at an outline of every 2 months that we'll meet.
Okay.
They're not paid positions because this is a committee, okay? Mm-hmm. A voluntary committee. It's not like other functions of the city where it's a paid position. This is not paid. This is strictly people that want to improve the city, work on building better relationships with the police in the city and the residents. So whoever applies for this, I'm glad that you mentioned this. You have to understand, folks, I don't have the money to pay for these as paid positions. These are voluntary, but I need people that care about the city, care about the way that they're treated, care about diversity, and that's what I'm looking for.
Well, that's good. How do people get these applications to you?
They're on the Wilkes-Barre City website. They can download that. They fill it out and send it into Wilkes-Barre City Hall. I can't stress enough how much I want a lot of people applying for this committee, because I think the more people that apply, it shows that this is something that the people feel is necessary, but it's going to be a working process. They can download the applications from the city website.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's up with the site I usually go to, but it's not working. What is the site again? We were talking about the Police Advisory Committee.
Best way to go is type in wilkes-barre.city. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Wilkes, Wilkes-Barre, Barre, .city.
Yeah.
And then you go to Boards and Authorities. You'll see a link under Citizens Action Center. You'll see a link for Boards and Authorities. You click on that and scroll down, and then you'll see a scroll to Wilkes-Barre Police Advisory Committee.
So it's Wilkes-Barre.city, and then you go to that front menu, and it's in the upper left-hand corner.
Wilkes-Barre.city.
.city, yes.
And you're going to go to Boards and Authorities, okay?
Yeah, I got Boards and Authorities, yes.
See that?
No, I found it, yeah. Boards and Authorities, and then at the very bottom it says you click on...
Wilkes-Barre Police Advisory Committee.
Yes, right. It does. There it is. So, and you can download that. When is the deadline to get these applications in?
I just opened it up just now, so I don't really have a deadline set.
Okay, cool. When do you want to get this thing up and running by?
Well, I'd like to do it soon, but it's going to really be determined by the amount of applications we get. This is something that I think is needed, Jason. It's something that I believe will be an option for our residents. I mean, it's something that I think is going to be embraced by the residents once they see how it's going to work. And we're doing other things, too. I mean, you know, we're installing the body cams on our police officers.
Right.
And We're doing things that I think are going to promote what is best for the police and for the residents. So this is just one of the things that we're doing, Jason.
Mayor George Brown, the one thing I will say I like, one of the things I like the most, and it's a subtle thing, it's this isn't, unless there's a story I missed, this is not coming in the wake of some sort of controversy in Wilkes-Barre with the police and a resident about an arrest. This is, hey, let's look at the world around us and try to get some people together to have these discussions so we don't ever have one of those situations. So it's not reactionary, but I mean, I guess slightly based off of the way the world is, but you're trying to start a dialogue before it seems like you're only doing it because something happened, which is what we see most often in any form of American politics and government. So I commend you for trying to do the right thing and get these people together.
Thanks, Jason. Anytime you need me to call back, I'm available.
I will remind you of that when you're mad at me for calling at 2:30 a.m. So,
all right, my friend.
All right, Mayor George Brown from Wilkes-Barre, thank you for being on.
The Jason Barsky Show, weekday mornings from 9 till noon on WILK News Radio.
Radio.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.